Bonjour, bienvenue à la radio du cinéma. Aujourd'hui, Jenna Suru, je reçois au micro la réalisatrice Rani de Mouf, qui nous présente son court-métrage And No, I Lay Me Down, qui met en scène notamment Jen Kaczmarek. Bonjour Rani, hello.
Hi there.
How is it in Santa Barbara today?
It's beautiful. It's warm, but I can't complain.
And No, I Lay Me Down. Your short film just screened at the Holy Shorts Film Festival after screening at the Santa Barbara Film Festival. It's a story about a woman. I wanted to ask, first things first, is being a role model in your eyes a certain way of expressing yourself and a way also of identification?
Do you mean me a role model or the character?
I was thinking about Jane Kaczmarek and
I
just
see.
her role. I wasn't thinking about direction there. I feel that she is definitely the protagonist. So if you're happy to talk about her, so
Oh
be it.
yeah. Yes, as the character, correct? I love creating this character. She's really, you could almost say like not likable. She's really, her character is very big and a little bit nutty. Some people think she's like mentally ill. But I feel like if you are true to what you're feeling and what you want to express with the character, it can be anyone can relate to it. So I don't think that this particular character is a role model per se, but I feel like, if you go on a journey with somebody and it's truthful, you can learn something from them. So, I think there's something pure and good to take away. I wouldn't say she's a role model.
From a more international point of view, perhaps a soap star is considered someone who succeeded,
I see.
maybe potentially.
I see. I see. Yeah, it's almost like the aftermath of that, of what happens when you're trying to like chase stardom, or like when you're starting to feel like no, you're not relevant anymore, and sort of about the fall of somebody, who maybe once was a role model who's trying to sort of chase, relevance.
Talking about relevance, why was it important to you to focus the story from one character's point of view over a couple of characters or multiple characters?
Yeah, well, that was very important to me. And it was when I first got the idea for the film, I knew it was just going to be following the woman throughout her day. Like I thought of Jean Dielman, which is that great film, which is like, I don't even know how many hours long that is, but it's just this woman, throughout her day and sort of giving importance to everything that we do. And like, there's a reason for everything. I forgot the question. I've been talking too long. You're
Fine.
asking me why do we would be with this one woman for her whole day?
How many characters in your film?
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. Sorry, I've been talking to people all morning. For me, it was really important to focus on one. It's just that her journey. I mean, she has some brief interactions with other people, but I almost wanted it to be like a character study. And you can get so much, so rich to focus on one person specifically and to just read into. I wanted you to read into every little thing that happened with her and what she see her with other people and what she gives to those people, almost like a performance versus how she is when she's alone. And getting to see those differences, like a window into a person's life. And then by the end of the film, I wanted you to be able to look back and to sort of reevaluate everything that you had seen, with the perspective of knowing what happens at the end, almost like the sixth sense.
A way to reconvene with the protagonist, somewhat not so nice. I personally thought she was really likable,
Oh,
but
good.
perhaps
I think
nice is
so
a bit.
too.
How much of the comedy did you originally plan to use? I mean, honestly, the comedy really is mostly at the beginning of the film. And I've always felt that really comedy usually eats everything, horror, even romance. So I was just curious if it was intended for you to have the comedy and the humor involved at those particular moments, or if it just came with Jane or working with a team.
Right. Yeah, that's a really good question. I knew I always wanted there to be humor in it, and it would be like a dark comedy or a comedy drama. But for me, navigating the tone was one of the biggest challenges of it, of like, because I have a proclivity to go funny. And sometimes that's not right. You know, sometimes that's not the emotion I want people to feel. But that was probably the biggest, my biggest job directing this film was navigating tone. That was a really smart question. But I feel like when used correctly, it can make the, you know, the challenging subjects more palatable. So, you know, but a good example would be like in the saddest scene, you know, when she goes to call her daughter, at the end of that, it's like the most sad point in the whole film. And she says, and frijol, she says a Spanish word with a terrible accent, and it's funny. And it's just kind of, I like that there though, because it's right when you are getting almost into a melodrama moment, she says something funny. And as long as it comes from a true moment with the character and it's not like, we're trying to be funny now, I think it can work. But that was a big challenge for me. It was like making sure I wasn't going too silly when I didn't want people to be having a silly moment, you know.
He also has this great monologue towards the beginning of the film. I wondered at this time if the monologue was maybe your own inner voice.
When she's talking to her agent?
Yes, and crew or helper.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and it's funny because I have a character that has some similarities in another project that I started to write a long time ago. But the older I get, like I'm just turned 50, like the more true it is, you know, it's really funny how it creeps up on you. And I do find, you know, that, you know, ageism, it's a thing. And we're seeing it more as a theme in cinema, like The Substance. How incredible was that? I'm like, oh my gosh, she just made the ultimate female, you know, aging film. But I think that it did come from a true place within me. Yeah, it's not exactly me, but like, there's a reason I wrote it so freely.
Star Jane Kaczmarek is also an executive producer on the short. Mm-hmm. How is it to bring the film together as a team, as well as having multiple roles? Is it important to serve a film, you would say?
You know, executive producer, it can mean a lot of different things. So I think for Jane, you know, we shot in her house, which it's very unusual to shoot your film at your actor's house. She was so incredibly generous. I know, right? I don't know if you knew that she let us shoot in her house. That, you know, at that point, when you're the lead, you're in a short film and you're a star, it was only natural to offer her, you know, another credit of executive producer, given she has so many hands in the film and she's such a huge part of it. Sometimes it means people give you money if they're an executive producer. So that wasn't what she was doing in this case. However, she had such a huge part, in the film, and it was so, you know, just given that we're shooting in her house and everything, we offered her the role and she happily accepted it. So that's very nice. You want to feel like people are in full support of the project. It's kind of like honoring their involvement by offering an executive producing credit.
And maybe a way for her to also have a little bit of cinema verite. What was your inspiration for the incredible over just the idea of the universe and location, which is so colorful? Right.
What was
your inspiration for it?
So because this film came to me in a vision, when I had this vision, I got colors too. And this was pre-Barbie. It's almost like I picked up on this bubblegum pink thing going on, but I just got all this pink and red and purple. My lookbook prior to the film was even more sort of vivid, but I was thinking of like the Valentine's Day heart candies. Those colors, those were in my first, I was looking the other day and I saw them in my lookbook and I'm like, oh yeah, these were some of the first colors I was thinking about, and very feminine. And gosh, I just, I think it was almost like a little nod to Wes Anderson, but it really just came from me, and it just came out of nowhere. I mean, I just, with the ideas and with the subjects and the woman, I sort of saw the world. And then we shot in Jane's house and production design. So it was, some of it was there. A lot of it we brought in by my wonderful production designer, Vanessa Liska. And it was sort of a dance of creating this new world. When you're an indie filmmaker, you're always making sacrifices. So, you know, sometimes those limitations can bring out better things. And I think that happened, you know, because Jane's house had a lot of yellow. I had no yellow in my lookbook, but we're not going to paint her house. So you sort of are constantly sort of changing your vision, but making the most of it, you know, doing what you can. So I think all these, I knew I wanted vivid color, and they all sort of came out. I think it worked out really well because I'm a visual filmmaker, and I love the color palette. It's really over the top. I can't tell you how many meetings I had with my costume designer, Flora Ronzoni, about her robe. Like, it was so many meetings, but it was just like she's wearing it in the whole movie. So
we shouldn't be mad about aging anymore, right? It's like, was it also a way to forget time, like over everything else? Like, just say, hey, look at how beautiful the world is. Like, what's the idea behind it?
I think just sort of showing what one woman might face. You know, I think it's one version of dealing with age. You know, for an actor, it's like probably more loaded depending on who you are. But just showing one, it's just like one idea about it and what might happen to this kind of a woman, you know? And I think it's interesting. Yeah.
And one last question that I really wanted to ask you is about what's next. You obviously have this amazing career, and you made a short, and it's also a longer short, like towards the half an hour limit, if I dare to speak in those words. So did you already plan what is going to be next for you?
Yes, I, you know, this is a long short, and I would not advise making a long short, but I just wanted to make the movie I wanted to make. So it is very long. It's 27 minutes. I am casting my first feature. So I always knew what I wanted to do immediately after. The big reason why I made this short was to show a recent directing sample of something I also wrote. Because I kept getting that in meetings of like, what have you done recently? And this is what always people say. And it gets sad when like the most recent thing, you know, someone's listening to a Walkman and I'm like, oh my God, I need a new directing sample of something I both wrote and directed. So this was, you know, in order to help me make my first feature, which is called End of the Line. It's a dark comedy, similar tone, about an eccentric mom who takes off on her family in order to pursue a career in performance art. And she comes back and the family sort of struggles to find meaning in their lives when she comes home unexpectedly. So this is the movie that I am set to make now, and I'm in casting.
Best of luck with it. I personally didn't think any of the production design was over the top at all, but perhaps that's my opinion.
Great. I'm so glad you felt that way.
Thank you so much, Rani. It was wonderful to speak with you. And again, really very best for the future and for the feature.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.